What is this?
There's the culprit back there. Look at that arm up in the air.
Do we have a camera? Pump, we need a snapshot of that.
Holy cow.
Mike Riesch is Jackrabbit.
Look at that shirt.
From South Dakota, and they're playing the NAU Lumberjacks.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can drown out Mike here.
Yeah. Let's get the NAU fights on. That sounds
good. Now Julia's pumping. All right, you girl.
Any betting predictions today, Lumberjacks over Jackrabbits?
I didn't even know the Jackrabbits fielded a football team. So,
excuse me. yes, we do. We're ranked. Actually, it's a pretty equal matchup, but we're ranked ahead of NAU in one poll and behind them in another.
Interesting.
Are there girls on the team? I only ask because the population of South Dakota, there can't possibly be enough guys.
Well,
you
just got to remember that we're corn-fed farmers out there, and we field plenty of big dudes.
But I mean,
besides me,
where's the game played in Flag?
I'm just talking total population. Yeah, the 300-pound center's probably the kicker too. The place kicker.
We do all right. I know we're a little hick out there, but I'm a proud supporter. It should be a good game. I'll be up there.
South Dakota. How would you like to go to a college where the mascot is a jackrabbit?
Hey, it's the second fastest mammal on land besides the buffalo in North America. You got that's a setup for you to make fun of me if you, you know.
Let's go to the callers, Romy. Let's go to Todd.
We're going to go out to Fountain Hills, man. That, as big and overgrown as, or not, maybe not overgrown, but as populated and big as Fountain Hills keeps growing, man, they still have the best view of Four Peaks.
Well, they do that. Superstitions and Four Peaks, awful pretty out there. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning.
How can we help you, sir?
I have a question about hopefully refinishing a kitchen sink because I don't want to have to replace it.
Okay.
Tell me more.
It's an undermount sink. That's why I don't want to replace it. It is a American Standard AmeriCast.
Okay.
And it's got a porcelain finish on it.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a way that I can refinish that sink or repaint it or something like that that would hold up?
Todd, what? Tell me what the problem is. Is it a porcelain chipped? Is it rust? What's the dilemma?
It's both. Rusted, chipped, pitted. We've looked up this the reviews on this sink, and it doesn't look like we're alone in this one. But the problem is it's an odd-shaped sink, and we cut it into our granite countertop because it's undermount.
Oh, wonderful.
Can't find another one to fit it.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, Todd, we're gonna have to go to work for you on this and do some research. There are products that claim to refinish porcelain in place. I can tell you that my jaundiced view of those products generally are that you can't expect them to last very long. But Todd, you've really got no options.
Right.
I mean, we've got to find you the best product that's going to last the longest, and it just may mean you need to reapply it every couple years. But really, you've got no option. There is a manufacturer that I know of down in Tucson that uses a spray application on porcelain. And I'm just going to have to do a little homework and try and find that product for you. If you don't mind, we're going to put you right back on hold, send you back over to our call screener, my daughter Julia, and we're going to finish getting your complete line of information. I'm going to put you in touch. We're going to do a little research for you. I'm going to talk to some Tucson homeowners that have had it done, and I'm going to put you in touch with this company and see if that isn't the best option for you. Because, boy, isn't that a bummer. You buy a sink, you undermount it, you have a whole granite slab cut just fit to that custom shape, and then the sink gives out on you. That's a bummer. Todd, we're going to do what we can to try and make our way to give you the best answer we can. Romy, you were talking about email.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation or have a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, we've got Larry and Glendale that will be getting to. They want to talk about picking out an air conditioning unit. But real quick, we'll look at our digital newsroom and see some of the popular trending items at rosieonthehouse.com. That's R-O-S-I-E on thehouse.com. How long do you think the average page is viewed at Rosie on the House? How long is somebody staying on any one given page?
I have no clue.
No clue? Any ideas?
No.
It seems to me it would depend on how much... I mean, if you clicked on how to buy a house, I mean, that's a fairly detailed, content-rich page. You'd be there for a while.
Yeah. Or you think you'd just print it and read it?
Well, that's what I would do.
Yeah. If it's over, if I have to scroll on the internet, I'm printing it and read it. I hate that much computer reading. It just drives me nuts.
So what's the time?
Well, the average time is 1:53 per page.
Okay.
However, our newest post, rosieonthehouse.com/holiday, is averaging 5.5 minutes of people scrolling through the available options for holiday gift shopping. For these are practical gifts, things that improve your home, things that you could use. You have a lot of people coming. What does that mean? A lot of foot traffic. A lot of foot traffic means dirty floors.
Yeah.
Phoenix Carpet Cleaning, Carpet Repair is offering carpet cleaning. They do a lot more than just carpet repair. Floor cleaning, tile cleaning, ground cleaning. So they have a great carpet cleaning offer you can find there. Also,
that's a great gift idea for someone moving into a new home. That's
you don't want to live on the last person's pet dog.
No, you don't. Or maybe if you have a child or two, maybe your child has had grandchildren. And, you know, like I was sitting there watching the LSU game yesterday, and we had one grandchild puke and another grandchild drop candy canes on the carpet.
The sticky fingers.
So I'm digging out candy canes, and Julia's taking care of the other. I don't do barf. I don't do barf. I don't do dirty diapers.
You know,
I do everything else.
I cleaned your carpets up. You know, I'm moving out. It'd be awesome Christmas gift over here. Get my house market ready.
Okay.
Yeah, just putting the bug in your ear.
Okay. That's Julia from behind the glass. Okay. What else did you call her? I know Peanut is a nickname. What was the other one?
She as a kid, she used to love the nickname Jujube.
Oh, Jujube.
She loved that nickname.
You like that one?
Oh, yeah. You know those candies that are always stale when you open them? Yeah, that's what I'm named after. Isn't that awesome?
Oh,
yeah.
Who is Gooberinus? Was that Carol then?
Gooberinus is Carol Grace. Okay. You're named after one of our favorite aunts, by the way. Not the candy in the...
Jujube was an aunt?
Show.
Jujube, really?
Or Julia was the aunt.
Julia.
Oh, yeah. Julia. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Rodney writes in, says, we've used several of your recommended contractors, and we're looking to do our interior doors now. Well, I bring that one up because... he's got 5 or 6 doors that he's looking to replace. Well, he's right on the qualifying line of $500 off. Window door package offered by Freelight at rosieonthehouse.com/holiday. We're going to do a little lesson on how to use Rosie on the House, kind of how to cheat it. If you've been there and you put your zip code for the referrals, it remembers you. So when you come back and you go to that contractor's, it stays in your region. Well, Joan has a second home in northern Arizona, Prescott to be specific, and
she's looking for our
referrals for that region. So when she clicks on referrals, it's defaulting to Phoenix. So she's trying to find it. Well, you can just override it just where it says Phoenix, hit the drop down and select Prescott. Or if you're really crafty and you use the website enough, let's say you're using Internet Explorer, we'll enter your zip, open it now in Firefox and enter your Prescott zip code. So when you're in Prescott, you use Firefox or you're looking for your Prescott contractors. That way, when you go back, it will default always to our Prescott contractors. And you can find she mentioned stucco. We've got Sanders Siding. She mentions a general contractor. We have renovations. You know, you can find them both there at rosieonthehouse.com or just manually do the overwrite and select Prescott when you go there.
Tom Riley in Prescott, renovations, or Mr. Hartman in Sedona.
We're looking for concrete.
Diamond Sky.
That would be a void if you're a contractor and you're looking to expand your business and get the exposure, or you just want the Rosie certification of dedication of excellence. You can apply at rosieonthehouse.com. In particular, Gary, he says, I'm a longtime listener. I've used 12 Rosie partners since 2005. He's looking for someone to do an RV slab, and he says, I won't have it done until there's a Rosie certified concrete partner there. So,
yeah, Rosie remodeling, go out there and do that for him.
Oh, you'll do concrete?
You bet. We'll go do that. We'll go do that for somebody that's that loyal. Absolutely.
That loyal?
Let's knock it out.
Let me see a zip code before you make a commitment here.
Doesn't matter. We'll do it. Doesn't matter. We will go
there
do it.
There we go. Rosie Remodeling. They're also at the general contracting category at RosieOnTheHouse.com. After 10 years, it was time to dust off the tools and get the saw blade sharpened up and do a little manual work.
Well, and one of the reasons we did it is just like this particular email is I wanted to fill the gaps for things that they were not able to find.
And you couldn't afford to do it for free anymore.
And I couldn't afford to do it for free anymore. Right. So we're doing a lot of the odd jobs that other contractors don't want to do. We're doing it as a service to our homeowners and our listeners so that they don't have any holes in coverage. And whatever they want done around the house, home, castle, or cabin, we'll take care of them for it. Rosie on the House Remodeling. As a matter of fact, for winter visitors, if you want someone to take care of your home when you're gone next summer, we're going to provide that service as well.
In particular, if you've got like maybe an extra Porsche or Ferrari that needs to just be turned on and drove around the block.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or if you've got a swimming pool big enough for the Romeros. things that don't get used.
You know, Roman, I didn't know how bad he missed it, the remodeling industry, until he came home from the first job they did. And he said, it was so exciting to see porta potties on the site. Segue into Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Nothing like moving a porta potty, a dumpster, and a job site sign into the neighborhood. It brought back a lot. It was a lot of fun. On this Santa bag thing, one of the things we're going to be doing is we're actually going to be giving away some prizes. And I want to talk about of all the things we've got that I did research on, this is the one thing I like the best.
Well, you use it enough.
I do. I've gotten to where I love it. 3M and their safety line of equipment has made a protection work tunes hearing protector. Now, it's got AM, FM stereo. It also, you can import your favorite music because it's iPad compatible. It's available at Lowe's, and we've got 3M provided us with a box full of them. We're going to give away three of them today. If your handy person works in a cabinet shop or a machine shop or a loud environment, you can actually put these ear protection earmuffs on. They're too hot to wear outside in the summer.
But this wouldn't be for somebody like on a demo roofing job.
No, probably against
OSHA rules.
You need to be able to hear.
I like using them running the lawnmower and the weed eater and stuff.
And when we come back, we're going to tell you how to win them.